Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, June the 12th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 103. We are on the second paragraph down and we'll be reading two paragraphs closing out this chapter. It begins with "Someday we hope," and it ends with "We have to." Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Madeline D., the 12 Traditions, Karen M. C. The readers of the text are Vanessa G., Janice P. M., and Ann S. C. H. The share ID for Wednesday, June 11th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,513. That's 22513. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, June 12th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 22,519. 22519. Our newcomer greeter is Chanel T., and our announcements person is Leslie M. And thank you all for your service. I appreciate it. We all do. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps, Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Madeline B. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks for this opportunity. Madeline B. in Oregon. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us, and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madeline D. I will now ask Karen M.C. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. This opportunity. Karen M.C. from Texas. 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I pass. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Karen MC. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 103. The second paragraph down begins with, someday, we hope, and we're going to read through two paragraphs, and we're going to end with, we have to. And I'm now asked Vanessa G. to begin, get us started, to begin reading.
Thank you, Mo. Hopefully you can hear me. My name is Vanessa G., recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in New Mexico. But I'm calling from Arizona this morning. So this is our reading. Someday we hope that Alcoholics Anonymous will help the public to a better realization of the gravity of the alcoholic problem. But we shall be of little use if our attitude is one of bitterness or hostility. Drinkers will not stand for it. After all, our problems were of our own making. Bottles were only a symbol. Besides, we have stopped fighting anybody or anything. We have to. So I guess I'll talk a little bit about the first paragraph, this attitude of bitterness or hostility. I think at the time they were just coming out of Prohibition, and there were a lot of people who really had a lot of hostility just through, just against alcohol completely, as an, you know, we're drinking as an institution or a part of society. Today, with Overeaters Anonymous, I heard a speaker on our Vision special edition a couple of weeks ago say that they thought that compulsive overeating was perhaps the most rampant addiction in our country today, and that we should probably be overflowing with members because of that. But I think that we have a misunderstanding as a society about the gravity of this disease, but also in OA, And I think it's my responsibility often to talk about, you know, how close I came to death two or three times as a result of this disease. It is a very serious addiction, and it is fatal. It really does end up. So we do have to, this have to at the last paragraph, I mean the last sentence, we have to with an exclamation mark. What is it that we have to? We have to stop fighting anybody or anything. And perhaps the fact that I fought food for so long made me a combative person. I often was argumentative. My mind was closed, you know, with when I would talk to people. But my new attitude towards life and towards food and towards people, and especially towards my higher power, has been given to me as a result of these steps. This lack of fighting, you know, this stopping fighting anybody or anything, is a promise that is made to us at the end of the ninth steps, and well, actually in the tenth step, it's considered the tenth step promise, that promise of neutrality, not just towards food, but we start to develop a neutrality towards life, towards other people, towards ourselves. We really do begin to be transformed into a loving and tolerant and compassionate person. It's an amazing process. It's a miracle. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share not just how I've changed physically, you know, with, you know, tremendous weight loss, over 150 pounds, but also with the way I've been transformed internally into a person who has, to some extent, and it's always an improving process, become stopped fighting anything and everyone. Thank you for letting me share.
Hey, thank you very much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico, but I think you said you're in Arizona right now. All right. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on these two paragraphs? Page 103, second paragraph down, starts with someday we hope, and it ends with we have to.
Ann M.
Ian F.
Janice P.M.
Janice P.M.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Julie P.
Thank you. You're being
did you catch Ian F.? Just checking.
I did, Ian. You're number two.
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? All right, let's go with that group. Everyone else mute except Ann M., but I have Ann M., Ian F., Janice P.M., and Julie P. All right, Ann.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Ann M. from Washington State. I tried to get on to share a couple times, but boy, this is so popular, this meeting. And and so here I am today. Yay. My take on this, I have a lot of notes written in here over the years, but is that what I thought of yesterday after the reading, the paragraph before, was that I want to have a spirit of intolerance, a spirit of tolerance instead of intolerance for other compulsive eaters or possible compulsive eaters or people who are overweight or whatever in my thinking. I don't say anything, but I can get into that easily, and then it can spill over into something that would just be an innuendo or something, especially to someone close to me. And I thought, that's not a way to go. And then the other part was that I will not attract anyone by that kind of thinking, which is often verbal. And then I have written underneath that is that this act, this religious or spiritual experience, is the act of giving up reliance on one's own omnipotence. I often think that I'm omnipotent here, and I've got to realize that or check it in the moment. And the only way I can do that is to go to step one. I am powerless over this thinking. And if all I have to give is step one, I can give that, you know, in a 12th step, I'm just so inspired by every single paragraph in this book, and have been for a while, been in for quite a few years, and it's just revolutionized my thinking, my life, and everything, just so I can recognize where my disease thinking is too. So I thank everyone. Thank you for leaving, and everyone who gives service. Have a fine day. Bye now.
Thank you very much, Anne M. from Washington State. Up next is Ian F., followed by Janice B.N. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. Thank you, and thank you for your patience. I appreciate you taking the meeting. My name is Ian. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm really grateful to be here. I almost wasn't, but I'm grateful to be here. I think it's funny how some of my close friends know that I'm in OA, and we always have this little dance. The first couple times we go out to eat, or I go over to their house and I'm like, can I eat? Insert thing here in front of you. Is this? And it's always like, you know, I always think of it as someone who has like an allergy to a food, but they have to ingest it for the allergy to take effect. And I'm like, you know, it's not like you bringing this around me is going to trigger me, right? I have neutrality around this. I don't feel like I'm missing out when you get to have sugar and I don't, because imagine that if every time you ate sugar, you vomited. you wouldn't have a kind or a good feeling about it. I mean, you wouldn't want to have it. You wouldn't feel like you were missing out if other people were having it. And that's where I'm at. You know, I've had enough sugar. I'm good. That's what I always tell people. But as far as the bottle is only a symbol, I mean, it's June. It's Pride Month, and something I've discovered being an addict is this need to fight everything, and to deny to deny things and want my life to go a certain way. And I'm struggling a lot recently with I mean, God made me some things that I really wish he didn't, you know? And I just don't get to choose. And I have been given this beautiful life that I get to actually embrace and live in, whether it's joyful or uncomfortable or both, as a result of this program. And something that I get to do is stop fighting. And to stop thinking, to stop acting as if I know everything. I know X. I don't. I really don't. So stop fighting, and I'm grateful to be here, and I love you guys. I'll pass.
Ian, where are you from? Oopsie, he went. Okay, up next is Janice P.M., followed by Julie P. Good morning, Janice.
And good morning to you, Mo, and everybody else. My name is Janice P.M., and I'm grateful today. And I am a grateful recovered for today compulsive overeater. You know, what paragraphs are they teaching me here? First of all, it says, someday we hope that the OA program, the Alcoholics Anonymous program, will help the public. Well, isn't that something? And, you know, I can say today, thank God I am a compulsive overeater that brought me to OA. Because I don't believe, well, it doesn't matter what I believe, but because I got a little bit of hope when I first came in. I came in to lose weight because I thought food was my problem. Well, I thought that food, remember my mind said, oh, food, I'm going to get the right food plan. And that was what I was always looking for, the right food plan. But that was appropriate And whatever I did with food to get rid of whatever, for my body, for the physical part of my nature, you know. But I didn't know that I had a spiritual malady. I mean, I went to church. I believe this, but I didn't. But when I came into OA many, many decades ago, I saw some hope in you people with your stories. And they were like mine. I had a lot of pain coming in. I did a lot of things. I was fighting a war in my life, in my behaviors, especially with the binge foods. I felt deprived. I was restless, irritable, you know, discontented. What did I do? I ate. But you see, I didn't know that I had a spiritual malady inside of me. And, you know, the food, the plans, what you eat, that's good. It helps our physical body. But the real problem for me was my spiritual malady. I was self-destructive with my defects, with my self-reliance, with my selfishness, my self-will. You know that saying, self-will run riot. I was trying to control you. I was trying to fix everybody. I was trying to manage my own life by me. That self-reliance didn't work for me. I can't solve a spiritual problem. If I could have, I would have, right? But this is the hope that I see, and it teaches us that the real solution is to find that power that's going to give us the solution. And what did I find that removed my attitudes? Not perfectly, not every day. I become the three A's, aware, accept, and act on my defects by, you know, studying the steps, because I was bitter. I was hostile. I was fighting, because this is a war. This is a war inside of me. The criticism, you know, when you go, thank you, thank you. And if I don't have a spiritual awakening, I'm wrapping up. I am going to have two choices. I'm going to die, or I'm going to pick a higher power whom I choose to call God to solve all my problems. And it happens. And that's what happened to me. And with that, I will pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Janice P.M. from Massachusetts. Before I take Julie P., let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 103. The second paragraph down, someday we hope that Alcoholics Anonymous, and it ends with, we have to, when comments are on both those paragraphs. And now I will take Julie P., and after Julie, I'll take another lineup. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. My name is Julie P. I am a recovered, and I should say recovering myself, compulsive overeater in northern Minnesota, and a special welcome to all of the newcomers. I am so grateful that I have seen and understand this paragraph, the last paragraph, this time through the steps. After all, my problems were of my own making. And I am so grateful the person that I have harmed the most in my life and the person that I have fought the most in my life is myself and my thinking. And I am so grateful for this paragraph and finally understanding, and that my higher power has led me to the place where I am responsible for my problems, and my thinking is the thing that creates my problems. I have no problems if I'm not thinking it's a problem. And my thinking was creating my fighting with everybody and anything, fighting just to survive, fighting the wars of compulsive overeating and so many other wars in my life. And I'm so grateful that the directions in this book, if followed, are helping me to stop the fight and to just keep on the firing line of life and at any length to be helpful, and God will keep me unharmed, and to surrender my thinking on a daily basis. I am powerless over my thinking, and if I surrender it, God keeps me in a place where I cease fighting anybody and anything. Thank you all for your service, and with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Julie P. from Minnesota. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on these two paragraphs?
Vicki P. from Florida.
Vicki P., you got you? Who else? Press star one to unmute.
Shayna from California.
Shayna, is that what you said?
Yes.
How do you spell that, Shayna?
S-H-A-N-A.
That's what I thought. Thank you. That's your Shayna.
Thanks.
Who else?
Lisa.
All right, I have Lisa. I got you, Lisa. All right. I've got Vicki T., Shayna. I didn't get your last initial. We'll get it when you're on. And Lisa O. Anyone else? Okay. Everyone mute except Vicki T. Good morning, Vicki. Star one. Vicki, we can't hear you. Are you there, Vicki? All right, we'll circle back to you. I will now take Shayna. Good morning, Shayna. Give me your last initial and where you're calling from.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, this is Shayna J. from California, and I'm calling from Foster City, California. So, okay, this reading was just what I needed to hear. I was at my sister's home yesterday, and I found myself really judging her in my mind and just kind of being dry because she's well over 300 pounds, and we've been in and out of recovery rooms together. And then I kind of softened up, and it's like God spoke through me and said, be kind, soften up. She is sick, just like you. How would you like to be treated? And I'm currently fighting the food. I mean, I have, I think, 4 or 5 days of abstinence today. But for the past year and a half, I've been fighting flour and sugar and trying to get back on track. But because I'm in a thinner body, I, you know, this sick, twisted ego that, you know, I'm not as bad as she is. And that's my truth. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to say that, but I feel like I will only get healing through my truth. And so I don't know. I'm just such a work in progress. And I know when I'm clean and I'm working the steps and working a program, I don't have such twisted thinking, and I'm more humble, and I've got humility, and I don't want to be this kind of a person. And exactly what I needed to hear today is stop fighting. So stop fighting people, but for me, stop fighting the food, stop analyzing. And, you know, what goes through my mind is, I'm not as bad, I'm not as bad. And it just makes the fight harder. It is what it is. I am an addict, and I want to surrender and stop fighting, you know, the food. And I feel like the more I try to fight, the more, you know, I'm just going to lose. I'm going to lose. So for today, I want to surrender that I am an addict, and I need all of you guys, and I need God to intervene and just help me do whatever I need to do to stay recovered today, because it just is such a hard fight. and a year and a half after having 10 years of abstinence and then off of flour and sugar and quantities and getting back into the food, I thought I could easily get back on track. And what a lie and what a trap it was for me. I just fell into the trap of this disease. And so that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shana J. from California. And is Vicky T. There? Press star one. We'll circle back to you, Vicky. Okay, then let's go with Lisa O. Are you there, Lisa?
Hi, this is Lisa O, recovered compulsive overeater, bulimic, and anorexic in Rhode Island. Grateful to be here today. And I think the part that's really sticking out to me today in this paragraph is where it talks about our attitude. We shall be of little use if our attitude is one of bitterness or hostility. And I think that's one of the things that first attracted me to 12-step meetings, is that I walked in to my first meeting and people were talking a language that I couldn't believe existed, a language that I understood. And I cried through my whole first meeting. And there was a lightheartedness that people had. They were talking my language, but they also were laughing and joking to each other, hugging each other. Things that I couldn't fathom doing at the time. You know, I had so much pain that I couldn't understand how these people had my same problem, but had overcome it to the point where they could actually joke about themselves or joke to each other or just laugh or just find humor in their day. At the same time, it was like they knew how to take certain things seriously, because I remember one of my very first sponsors, and this was a very long time ago, I was with my roommate. My roommate was cooking, she was baking a certain pastry that, and I found it funny to be on the phone with her joking about it, that my roommate was cooking in the background. And she said, I'm glad that you find that funny. She said, I find that that is almost deadly to me. So there were certain boundaries that people had. They knew. I didn't know how to have those boundaries yet. I was just learning. And so anyways, yeah, I try today to have those boundaries in my life, and I try to not take myself so seriously. I remember an old timer once told me to wear life like a loose jacket. So that's what I try to do today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Lisa O. from Rhode Island. I'll try Vicky T. again. Is Vicky T. on the line? Press star one. She may have to step away. So let me remind everybody where we are. We're on page 103, the second paragraph down, begins with someday, we hope, and it ends with we have to. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on these two paragraphs ending this chapter?
Fay H.
Fay, is that F-A-Y?
Yeah.
Fay H, gotcha, Fay.
Gabby R. Washington.
Gabby R. Washington. Anyone else? Okay, we'll go with those two. First up is Faye H., followed by Gabby R. Good morning, Faye.
Hi, it's Faye H. from New York, compulsive overeater. Thank you all for your service. The shares were great. I realized that I am the one that fights myself the most, although it feels like others fight me. I've been dealing with like a heavy custody case for like a few years, and in the middle I came into OA, and slowly I see myself dealing with it so much differently, you know, instead of fighting with everyone or anyone. I slowly start relying on God and saying, you know, I'll let go of my will and do your will. And it's a little scary because it's blind faith, fully relying on something that it seems real, but, you know, it's all my eggs in one nest. But, you know, he's coming through. And my life is much more peaceful, even though things around me aren't at all peaceful or didn't change in severity. So, yeah, thank you all. I'll pass.
Thank you, Faye H. from New York. Up next is Gabby R. And after Gabby, I will be able to take some more names. Good morning, Gabby.
Hi, good morning, you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here. I just want to check in. I'm newly back, and, you know, it's taken a lot of surrender and willingness to come back because, for anyone who's gone out and had to come back, it's like, you know, there's always that thought, like, this won't work for me. You know, this won't work for me again. But obviously, as we all know, it works if you work it. And I just was compelled to share today because of the reading. I had a really hard day yesterday. And I'll be totally honest, it started with me multitasking during this meeting. Yesterday morning, I was working and listening to the meeting in the background, and my friends were texting me all these problems, and I'm chiming in, and you know, that really not giving this meeting my full attention, it just set my day off on this trajectory of failure, basically. And my day just got worse and worse. It got to the point where, you know, I was fighting with my son about, you know, it was all my attitude. You know, I'd asked him to go pick us up these healthy smoothies, and he was late doing it, so I left in a huff and went and got it, and then I got so sick from it. And I said to myself, I don't even think it's this food item. I think it's my anger. I think my anger made me sick. I think I got sick because I am completely out of control in my mind right now. And so for the rest of the day, I kind of had to like nurse myself back to health. And you know, I'm really grateful that I didn't eat any of my trigger foods, but it's like, I felt so defeated because I was like, I just felt like a failure. And then to wake up and to come to this meeting today and to read this reading, it just felt like a confirmation that, you know, I want those promises. I want that freedom in my mind, that neutrality. I don't want to fight people, places, or things anymore. I do see that I am the root of my problem, that it's not the food. And so I'm just very grateful to be here. I'm have my full attention on the meeting and still committing myself to going to a meeting in some form every day. And just really appreciate everything I've heard today. Thank you guys. I'm taking notes because you guys are dropping pearls of wisdom, and it's just like water for my soul right now. So thank you so much. I'll pass.
And thank you. That was Faye H. from New York. Is that correct? Did I get that right? Yeah. Gabby R., you're next?
Gabby R. That was Gabby R. from Washington.
That was Gabby. All right. All right. Well, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience.
Okay.
Who is this?
I love you, too. Text me and let me know how it's going, okay?
All right. Hey.
Bye.
Okay, who would like to share on these two paragraphs?
Luann C., Boise.
That's you, Luann.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. I could probably
Mary
take
L.
one
T.
more. Mary L. and T. Let's go with those three. T. All right. Everybody mute except Luann C. Good morning, Luann.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, this is Luann C. So grateful to be in recovery today and working for that psychic change, baby, in Boise, Idaho. And boy, I always love this thing. We quit fighting everybody and anything. And I love the shares this morning because it was a perfect image that I have a war going on inside me. I thought it was outside. I mean, lately I'm like seeing all this war and it's in me. And so like as a practical example, my daughter, you know, as I see it, she's in trouble and it's because something my sister did. I feel powerless to help my daughter. So my solution is to go into my imagination and start coming up with the perfect thing to put my sister down and call her, make her accountable and hate her. But the thing about it is, if I'm in there doing this imaginary thing, which I've done my whole life, practicing these conversations, then I'm blind. I can't really see how to actually help my daughter because I don't have faith that God's going to give me the answer, you know. So today I'm just trying to have the faith, to build my faith that God is going to help me know how to be helpful to others, to my daughter, and to let go of this idea that I can solve things in my mind. And so anyway, I'm just so grateful for the things that were said today that, you know, but today I'm going to try to quit practicing my little war games so that I can actually. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Luann C. from Idaho. Up next is Jordan L., followed by Mary Ellen T. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thanks for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. I really appreciate all the shares, too, about surrender, about cease fighting anything or anyone, and about relinquishing that spirit of intolerance, you know. you guys really covered it there, for sure. I just wanted to mention something else in this paragraph. It talks about, it's talking about Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole, bringing a better understanding of the disease of alcoholism to kind of like society in general, you know. And it's funny, I see compulsive overeating now, the way that it's seen and viewed in society, as being like really, really similar to where alcoholism was in the 1930s and 40s. Alcoholism was thought of, it was thought of as being a matter of willpower, where like folks were, you just needed to be strong enough to resist alcohol, or resist not drinking so much, right? You were thought of as having a weak character or being sort of weak-willed, not capable if you're an alcoholic. And society kind of views compulsive overeaters the same way at this point in time, that it's a matter of willpower, that, like, to lose weight, you just need to assert more willpower. And if you're overweight or obese, it's because you're a weak person, you know? So I hope that Overeaters Anonymous, I guess where I'm going with this is that I hope that Overeaters Anonymous can help the overall understanding of compulsive overeating as being a disease, and help us get to a better place, so that we can help more people, because it's not a matter of being weak-willed. If I could have figured this out and applied more willpower to it in order to solve it, believe me, I would have. So I'm very grateful for this spiritual solution and for OA, for what OA does for us, for our society. I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Jordan L. from Colorado. And our last share will be Mary Ellen T. Good morning, Mary Ellen.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mary Ellen. T is in Tango, and I live in Corvallis, Oregon. And I am a very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater, and I am recovered just for today. And this paragraph kind of reminds me that this is a just for today solution, because I've got to be connecting to my higher power, and I've got to be working these steps, and I've got to really practice what these 164 pages have instructed me to do in order to be free. It's taken me quite a while to realize the gravity of my alcoholic problem. You know, I used to be able to get right back in onto my food plan if I had a relapse, but the past relapse I had at the end of last year, I was not able to get back onto my food plan, and it was 2 months of hell, just being stuck in gluttony and begging my higher power to help me to be free. And I'm just, that experience has really humbled me tremendously, because I do realize now the gravity of my disease. And I am grateful that the overall experience that I'm having and that I'm seeing other people experiencing is able to make OA shine as a way out, and that this is a disease, and it's a disease of the mind. And yeah, I completely lack any power of being able to think I have got this whatsoever. I don't got this. This is about me connecting to God, and you know, the next sentence about, you know, the attitude of bitterness and hostility. It, you know, if I've got that bitterness or hostility going on within me, I am going to eat. And I've been learning that lately is I can have some real subtle thoughts, and they really don't even register to me as feelings. They just register as thoughts. But I have to be doing 10 steps even if I don't feel it. If I'm having a thought that is anything on the spiritually negative side, or if it's worry or fear or doubt, I have to do a 10-step because I'm going to see it show up as me taking extra bites of my abstinent food or something like that. And I've just really been trying to ask God to help me to move from being in that spiritually negative position where I don't have enough, there's not enough, you're not enough, everything's a problem, to this place of, with you, God, it will be enough. It is enough, and I'm going to be okay. And we're going to walk through this together. And so with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary Ellen T. from Oregon. And thank you all for your shares and being on the line. Well, we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Janice P.M. to please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Janice.
Yes, good morning. And our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you than to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. So see to it that your relationship with Him is right, and then great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.